All right, let's read just a little bit from the book of Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, and I'll try not to hold you long. Just sit back now and relax and say, well, praise God, it's just now getting dark. We'll be through here in 30 or 40 minutes, probably at the very most, and we'll be of worship God. We will have taken time to fellowship. We will have taken time to give to the Lord, and even what they're doing, we will have taken time to do something that it might go out by our way to those that are out yonder that are needy. Chapter 33, again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet, and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet, and taketh not warning, if the sword come, and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword coming, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come, and take away any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have sent thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his ways, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? Therefore, thou son of man, say unto the children of thy people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness. Neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinneth. When I shall say to the righteous that he shall surely live if he trust to his own righteousness and commit iniquity, all his righteousness shall not be remembered. But for his iniquity that he hath committed, he shall die for it. Again, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, if he turn from his sin and do that which is lawful and right, if the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he had robbed, walk in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. None of his sins that he hath committed shall be mentioned unto him. He hath done that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. Yet the children of thy people say, the way of the Lord is not equal. But as for them, their way is not equal. When the righteous turneth from his righteousness and committeth iniquity, he shall even die thereby. But if the wicked turn from his wickedness and do that which is lawful and right, he shall live thereby. Yet ye say, the way of the Lord is not equal. O ye house of Israel, I will judge you every one after his ways. the 33rd verse. And when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come. Then shall they know that a prophet has been among them. Now, I want you to notice some things here tonight. First of all, I've read this to you before, and I've said something to you about it, but I want you to consider it. I have tried as a minister to be just as honest with you as I know how to be. I've tried to tell you the truth to the best of my ability, that you might be able to receive the things of God. I've tried to indoctrinate you with the right doctrine, with good doctrine. And I have again and again and again gone over certain things to try to make you to understand the necessity of knowing the mind of God. I've tried not to leave, as we say, one stone unturned. These things that we teach you are so needful. You say, Brother Pike, why do I need to know about the 33rd chapter of Ezekiel? For the simple reason that there are hundreds of thousands of people in the world today that do not understand the gospel. They do not know what Ezekiel said. And therefore they are going to be lost. They are going to die in their sins. And they're going to go to hell. If I can instill within you what the prophet Ezekiel said, if I can get you to believe in it, if I can get you to listen to it, if I can get you to say, God, these words that my pastor has told me are just and they're true and they're from God, I believe, if I can get you to confess these things, to incorporate these things in your heart, and in your mind, then, beloved friend, you will escape the judgments of God. Not only you, but all of you that can hear my voice. The Bible said the day shall come that shall burn as an oven. But it also says that the day shall come when all that are in the graves that hear my voice shall live. Now, notice here, God said to the prophet, he said, I set you as the watchman upon the wall. Ezekiel, I set you as the watchman upon the wall. You know, Israel had the great high walls. Betty and I was in Israel not too long ago over Jerusalem. They still have those great high walls with the great gates. You can walk about the top of those walls. They're great, strong, impenetrable walls. They have always had a practice of setting a watchman upon those walls. They have a watch. Every few hours, they change that watch and they put somebody there to watch for the enemy, that nobody comes near those gates and near those walls at night. God said, Ezekiel, I have set thee as a watchman upon the wall. I have set thee as a God man to watch, to behold, and to let me know what's going on. And many times God would say, watchman, what of the night? You know, those that are not in God, They're in the carnal mind, and to God that is the night. O watchman, thou who art standing at thy post of duty, what of the night? And many times the watchman upon the wall, he will answer back, all is well because of Calvary. Hallelujah, all is well. Watchman, what of the night? I have set thee, Ezekiel, as the watchman upon the walls. He said, I have set watchmen upon your walls, O Jerusalem, those that shall never hold their peace, never. Day or night, they shall never hold their peace. I have set them upon the walls to watch. Oh, Israel, your watchmen, I have set them there. Ezekiel, I have made thee a watchman. I warn thee, Ezekiel, not only you, but every watchman that I have set forth as a watchman. I say unto you that thou art a watchman. And should you see the sword coming, and you don't warn the people, I will require their blood at your hands. You know, this is sad when you think about it. Think of the hundreds and thousands of people that say they are ministers. There are people throughout the earth. They say that they are watchmen. They say that they are ministers. But they dare not raise their voice against sin. Some are teaching people what we refer to as predestination. Whereas I teach people predestination because that's scriptural. But they're teaching it in such a way that it can cause people to lose their soul. They're leading people to believe that though they do what is right, though they do that God has commanded, then turn away from it. Though they turn away from all of it, should they do it, that they still will make it into heaven. That it doesn't mean anything for them to turn away from their righteousness. That if they are the predestinated of God, they say, they will make it into the kingdom of God. I'll have to agree to this, that if a person is the predestinated of God, they will make it. Not necessarily into the kingdom of God. They will make it into the place to which they were predestinated to make it into. Whether they were before of old ordained unto condemnation as ungodly men to go into the flames of hell, or whether it was to be a son of God to go into heaven. I agree to this, that if you are a predestinated seed of God to inherit eternal life, then you will go to heaven. But I also constantly affirm this, to as many as believe, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. My brother, when you turn away from God and you do wickedly, you then have an evil heart of unbelief. You are a wicked person and you are not a believer. Therefore, you do not have the power to become a son of God. If you are to be a son of God, you must be a believer. You must continue in faith. Cast not away thy faith, which hath great recompense of reward. And why did the Lord say, hold fast to thy crown, lest some man take thy crown? Now, Not everyone that entereth into the race will win, but he that runneth according to the rules. And the rule book is the Bible. Being the predestinated, someone would say, then you don't have to worry. We know that we are the predestinated of God because we follow certain ministries, because we belong to certain sects of religions, because we believe after a certain order. My brother, that doesn't prove anything. That neither proves that you are a predestinated nor a Christian. Faith cometh by the hearing of the word of God. If thou canst believe, Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believe. If he believeth, if he cannot believe, nothing is possible to him. All things are possible to them that believe, or to him that believeth. All things. But you cannot console yourself with the idea that because you wept at an altar, because you went down and joined the church, because you turned over a new page, because you've joined some organized religion, you cannot console yourself with the idea that you are a Christian. That doesn't prove that you are a Christian. God doesn't say anywhere in his word that thou art saved because you have done these things. It doesn't matter whose ministry that you follow. The thing is, are you a child of God? Have you been born again? Jesus said you must be born again. Lest a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he shall in no wise inherit the kingdom of God. Lest he be born again, he shall not even see the kingdom of God. In that the kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom. And you must become a spiritual person to be able to even see the kingdom of God. Now, Ezekiel, I have made thee a watchman. Now let me tell you something, Ezekiel. I'm going to indoctrinate you, God said. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to instruct you. I'm going to tell you something. And this is the one thing that I want to impress upon you, Ezekiel. First, thou art a watchman. You have the responsibility that only a watchman can have. I will require it of you in the day of the judgment. Ezekiel, thou art a watchman upon the wall. I want you to know, Ezekiel, that if the sword come upon my people, I'm not going to require it at their hands, because I have not made them a watchman, but I have made you a watchman. You are the shepherd of the sheep. I'm going to require it of your hands, because I have given thee an oversight. I have made thee to understand, and I have spoken unto thee, that they which hear thee and they that follow thee may know that there hath been a prophet in their midst. I will require it of you, Ezekiel, because you can see, because you know. Ezekiel, if you don't warn those people, I'm going to require their blood at your hand. Oh, watchman, what of the night? I say unto you ministers, and I say unto the ministry of today, woe be unto you! that love this present world and the things of this present world, that will not warn the people of sin, that will not tell them the word of God, line upon line and precept upon precept. Woe unto you. Ezekiel, thou art a watchman. If you see the sword coming, if you don't warn the people, I am going to require their blood at your hand. And Ezekiel, I want you to instruct my people and tell them that if they do righteously for a period of time, a number of months, or weeks, or days, or even years, I will acknowledge it. I will take notice of it, but warn them that should they depart from this and say the Lord delayeth his coming and begin to smite their fellow man and to eat with the drunken, and I will come in a time when they are not looking for me, and I will appoint them depart with the hypocrite. Tell them, Ezekiel, that I, the Lord, have said unto them through the mouth of a prophet that I shall in no wise acquit the wicked. Tell them, Ezekiel, that though they do many good things, and then they turn and they do wickedly, all of the good things that they've ever done, all of the good gifts they've ever given to the poor, all of their fasting, their praying, all of their sacrifice, their efforts and endeavors toward my kingdom shall not be remembered. In their sins they shall die. And Ezekiel, tell them that he that endureth to the end, casting not away his faith, the same shall be saved. He that holdeth fast his faith unto the end shall receive a full reward. And Ezekiel, tell the wicked, thus saith the Lord, O thou wicked man, wicked woman, shouldest thou hear the word of the Lord and repent of your sins, though thou hast been wicked, if you will turn away from your evils, your wretchedness, though you have not treated your fellow man right, you have robbed him of what you pledged to pay him on your debts and your agreement, though you've stole, though you have done wickedly in many ways, yet say unto them, Ezekiel, that if thou shalt confess thy wickedness, turn away from thine wickedness, I the Lord shall receive thee and forgive thee of thy sins. I will forgive thee of thine evil way and all of thy sins, and thy wickedness shall not be remembered against thee. But in the righteousness that thou art doing,
thou shalt be saved. Listen, my brother, my sister, you can say as much as you like that you are predestinated, and because you've joined a church, because you have joined some group, because you have believed in some doctrine, you can say that you are predestinated because you've had an experience with God. But I want you to know that if today, if you're not going on in that experience with God, you're not living for God, I tell you in the name of the Lord, that you are condemned in the eyes of Christ, and you will burn in the flames of hell. Ezekiel, I have made thee a watchman upon the wall. Therefore, you see the sword coming. And if you do not warn the people, I then will require their blood at your hand. But Ezekiel, if you warn the people, the blood will not be required at your hand. I will not require it at your hand. Thou hast delivered thy soul, though the wicked may die in his iniquity. Yet, O watchman of the wall, thou shalt not be charged with it. Thou art free in the sight of God. Friend, tonight, there's one thing about it. Yesterday won't do for today. And what you have done for today won't be sufficient for tomorrow. And what you do for tomorrow, should God tarry another day, it will not be sufficient for that day. You must have fresh manna from heaven every day. You must live for God every day. And if you try to hold the manna over, it will become wormy. You say, Brother Pike, what do you mean? Jesus said they did eat manna in the wilderness. They are all dead. Moses gave them manna. But I am the true bread that came down from heaven. If a man eat of me, he shall never die. If he drink my blood and eat my flesh, he shall never die. For I am the true bread. I am your righteousness. I am made your sin, that you might be made the righteousness in me, or in Christ. Therefore, I am fresh for my to you every day as fresh living bread. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And I am fresh manna every day. My mercies are new every day. But if you try to go tomorrow on the grace I gave you for today, and you do wickedly tomorrow, depending tomorrow on the grace for today, you will die in your sins. Brother, there's one thing for sure. If I do wickedly, I will go to hell. If I do righteously, I will go to heaven. For the Bible said, he that is righteous even as he is righteous. He that sinneth is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. He carefully instructed Ezekiel. He said, Ezekiel, tell that wicked man. Oh, can you hear, my brother? Can you hear, my sister? Can you hear the words that I'm speaking to you tonight? Have you done wrong? Have you done evil? Have you failed God? Have you had an evil heart of unbelief? I tell you tonight that if thou canst believe, turn from your wickedness. Confess your sins. Turn away from your wicked doings. God will forgive you this very night. You can put every bit of it behind you and not have one mark against you and be just as clean as a newborn babe in the sight of God. But my brother, sister, if you do not do that, you are contaminated in the sight of God. If you are practicing wrong, when you know to do right, and going to God in repentance, you are like the wicked Esau. You do not have forgiveness of sins because you are practicing evil. You know better. It's not the thing of confessing your sins to a priest. It's not a matter of telling some preacher and asking him to pray for you. The Bible said, he that confesseth his sins and forsaketh his sins, God shall hear him and he shall prosper and he shall be blessed in his deeds and God shall receive him. If you will confess your sins one time and for all and forsake your sins and turn away from your sins and don't go back to your sins anymore, God then, my brother, sister, he will forgive you. And you can be clean and you can be holy. But let me warn you that you cannot mix darkness with light. You cannot mix the things of this world with the things of God. And I'm going to say this in closing tonight. There is one thing for sure. Paul and some of the others spoke of certain men that forsook them, saying that they love this present world. And if you've got the love of the world in you, the love of the Father is not there. And somewhere along the line, you're going to forsake God for those things. There is a couple missing tonight. I know when sheep are missing. I know when people are missing. Maybe you never notice it, but I do. This couple, God has greatly blessed them. When things are going bad in their business, they get interested in the church because they have nothing to do with to help the church. When their business is going good, they lose interest in the church because, like Ananias and Sapphira, they do not want to share with the church. But one day, God is going to call them to record, and they're going to lose some of their most precious possessions, and their hearts will be torn all to pieces, and they will seek the man of God, and they will seek the understanding of God, but it will be too late. What are you saying, Brother Pike? I warn them as the watchman upon the wall, for I see the sword coming, and they need to do something about it. And some of you tonight, I warn you, some of you that can hear my voice right now, I warn you, some of you watchmen, I warn you, in the name of the Lord, already some of you have suffered heartaches and sorrows. You're going to suffer even the greater sorrow and heartaches because you will not hear the Lord. You will not hear the voice of the Lord. But when it comes to pass, God said, say unto them, then ye shall know that a prophet has been in your midst. God will give a warning. He will send a minister. He will send those that speak his word to warn you. Then when you fail to do it, Then comes the judgment. Then you know that a prophet has been in your midst. So then, I tell you tonight, as a watchman upon the wall, forsake your sins. Turn back to righteousness. Turn back to God. Do righteously. God will forgive your sins. He won't remember your sins and your iniquities against you. But my beloved brother or sister, hear me. If you think that you are predestinated and can do wickedly, can do wrong, you're going to be lost. Let me say this in closing. The Bible said, let the unrighteous forsake his thoughts. Let the wicked forsake his ways. When you think wrong and you don't cast down imagination and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ, you are an unrighteous person. But my beloved friend, when you mistreat people in your agreements, when you mistreat your friends and your neighbors and your loved ones, when you stand up contrary in your deeds, you are a wicked person. For the Bible said, let the wicked forsake his deeds. When you do the thing, you are considered wicked. When you think the thing, you are considered unrighteous. Therefore, let the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts and clean his mind up. Let the wicked man forsake his deeds, that God may bless him. May the Lord bless you. I hope that this will be taken into your heart. I hope that you'll incorporate these things that I'm saying to you in your daily walk of life. What I say, give the more earnest heed to it, the scripture tells us. Take heed how that you hear it. Incorporate it in your life, that it might be a light unto your pathway, and that these words of life may prove to be words of life to you, in that you conform to this way of life. I want you to stand with me. While we're standing here for just a moment, I want you to take, bow your head, close your eyes for just a moment. Let's slip our hands up. The Bible tells us to examine ourselves and see if we be in the faith. I know a lot of you don't feel like you need to. You can go home. You can go to the restrooms. You can go anywhere when I give altar call, because you don't feel like you need to. But a lot of times you may be the person. I understand that sometimes you may have to, and sometimes it's just a habit with you that you just want to do it. But God's going to judge us all by the same rule. You can believe that. And he's not going to have any specials. I want you to slip your hands up. I want you to close your eyes. And I want to pray with you. And folks, tonight, you look to God and you say, Lord, tonight, is it me? Am I the one? Am I really in the faith? Am I the one? Am I really going on with God? Am I really going on with God? And ask the Lord tonight, as you examine your hearts to see if you're really convicted in the Word of God, what kind of believing do you have? Is it a believing of the Word? Is it a believing of what you think? Is it a believing of what you've heard or what somebody has taught you? Or is it real, the real, genuine things of Christ? I want you to ask yourself tonight. Examine yourselves. Is it the real, genuine things of Christ? Father of heaven, tonight, in the name of Jesus, examine our hearts, Holy Father. Forgive our sins. And dear God, we know not whether tomorrow will come for us or not. We know not whether tonight may be the last night. We know not when you may call us. But we know that death will surely come someday. And oh Lord, we know that Jesus has paved the way that we might bypass it. Therefore, we ask in Jesus' name, O Holy Father, to remember us when the grim reaper comes. Remember us, Father. Oh, we surrender our hearts and our minds and our spirits and our desire, Lord, to Thee and to Thy way. to the unity of thy people, to thine understanding. Forgive then our sins, Father. Keep us safe. Save our children, our loved ones, our friends, our neighbors, our enemies. Oh, Lord, cleanse our heart. Purify it by faith. Father, be with us here at Bethlehem. Help us in all of our endeavors for Christ. Be with us and help us, Jesus. Do something special tonight. Oh, Father, everyone that can hear my voice, I ask you to heal tonight, Jesus. Father, may you heal tonight. Oh, dear beloved Father, may thy spirit heal tonight. God, may it go out and heal tonight. And every person that believes, may they be healed, oh God. Everyone that can hear my voice, Father, that will believe, may they be healed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And may they be forgiven of their sins, Father, that their sins may not be remembered anymore. We do remit their sins according to their faith in the Word of God in the name of Jesus. Father, we remit it in Jesus' name. Father, asking you to forgive their sins in the name of your lovely Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the Holy Ghost, the wonderful Holy Spirit, come into their lives and into their hearts. I ask it, Lord, bless us. Father, bless us here in this meeting. Bless us in the camp meeting that's coming, Father. Bless us in the great tent meetings, Father, that's coming. Bless us, Father, in the great meetings overseas, Father, that we're going to have for Thee. Lord, as the people rally to receive Christ, Lord, in those crusades abroad, be with us throughout the world. Help us to preach the gospel and win souls. In Jesus' lovely name we ask it. And for His glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's sing this little chorus and we're going to let you go. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. On earth alone. To be like Him.